focusing this morning on the Bartlesville Civitans, and I get the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with president of the organization, Tony Harjo. And Tony, first of all, thanks for coming in this morning. You guys are a busy organization.
Yes, we are, and thank you for having us.
Well, happy to have you in, and I'm going to point the mic this way.
Okay.
And Tony, first of all, I know it's not what we're planning on talking about, but you had a dedication set for a little thing called weather that kind of changed it all.
Yes, it did, for the Civitan Park, the new pavilion, and we have rescheduled it, and it is going to be in April, because April is Civitan Month,
mm-hmm.
and so...
If you don't have the date right in front of you, we'll take some time during a commercial break and you can fish that out.
Okay. But I don't.
April is a good place to start.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You're going to be busy in April with Civitan Club Month anyway. You've got all kinds of...
All kinds of things. That's Civitan Month and then the Park Pavilion, and it's going to be the 26th of April.
Okay.
So we're hoping that everybody that planned on being there in March will come back. So, and weather should be better.
Oh, I would
hopefully.
Think so, yeah. That'll be just right after Easter, and so it'll be good.
Yes.
And so we'll have, I'm going to predict good weather.
Oh, right. I'll take your prediction.
As much influence as I have over the weather, particularly that far out.
Right.
But you have something else coming up a little bit sooner, and that's what we're going to spend most of our time this morning talking about. You have a fundraiser, and this is something that I'm sure other organizations do it, but this one seems to be unique locally to the Civitans.
To the Civitans. Actually, to the Civitans all over. We do this, what we call the paddle party.
Yeah.
And you bring all your quarters, or we can supply quarters for you once you're there. And it's March the 9th at 7 p.m. at the Haskell Event Center. And that is at 115 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is, you have a paddle, you buy a paddle, and when you want to bid on something, there's a bowl on your table and you put your quarter in, and you might get that article for a quarter, or if it doesn't, if the paddle, the number we call is not up, then we call it again. We do that three times, and then if no one has their paddle up for that number, then it's auctioned off. So
okay, and some of the items that I have heard about in the past, they are, I'll say, worth a whole lot more than that quarter.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We ask all of our Civitan members to do baskets, at least $25 a basket.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all kinds, like I have fixed up a Pioneer Woman one. So we have that. We, thanks to Flowerland, we've got a dozen roses donated. So that will be an auction gift. And then I think we have a member of our club that is going to donate a vacation over at Branson, and so that will be an auction gift also.
Sounds nice.
We have several already in, and it's going to be so much fun.
Now, you don't have to be a member of the club. This is for the community. Yeah,
this is for the community. Yes, come bring your quarters and have fun. It is a blast. I can remember my very first one, and I think I told this story last year to you, about I paid $35 for a rock, because I wanted that rock and I didn't want that other person to have it. So, it's just a lot of fun.
That's kind of what auctions sometimes are about. Not, you know, yes, I'm interested or I wouldn't be bidding, but I don't want him to have it.
Right, exactly, exactly. Yes.
That's what makes an auction fun, or in this case, a party like this one. And it's a room full of people that I'll say generally are interested in whatever's being offered, but more importantly, they're out there to support the Civitans.
That's right. That's right. This is one of our biggest fundraisers, and it is just a blast. And everybody comes, and we have finger foods there for you to eat, and it's just a lot of fun.
Civitans, I mean, locally, you're known, I think, for the park. But you,
yes.
Again, you guys go way back. How many decades has Civitan Club been an organization?
Oh, goodness. We celebrated our 35th anniversary a few years back.
Okay, so getting close to 40 if you're not there.
Yeah, pretty close, probably.
Yeah.
We also not only the park, but we have the Bartlesville Senior Apartments out on Leisure Lane, mm-hmm. that we sponsor. And it is for seniors 62 and over. It gives seniors a... nice place to live, affordable. It's HUD subsidized, and it's just a great, I was the manager out there for 15 years until I retired, and it's just a great place to live, and gives seniors an opportunity to live in a nice place.
And it's a very good location as far as easy to find. It's open, plenty of parking, and if they are expecting friends or company to come, it's you know, you're not hunting all over for where in the world is this place?
Okay, it's out on Leisure Lane, 1001 Leisure Lane.
Yep.
And it also has a nutrition site there on site that serves noon meals 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady that runs it has all kinds of things plan for them during the day, and it's just a great place. A lot of people go out there just to eat.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I know that that's a great place for, like you said, go out to eat a noon meal or something, and then just sit around and have some coffee with some friends and catch up.
Right. They open up about 9 o'clock. They play bingo, dominoes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the men go out there and sit down and play bingo.
They wouldn't do that.
Dominoes, usually.
Yeah,
dominoes. So it just gives them a place to go and visit with their friends and meet new people. And
you mentioned the paddle party. That is, I guess it's one of your major fundraisers. I can't think of a lot of the others that I've seen you do.
We used to have a garage sale that was... Yeah. Pretty good, but we've lost our garage sale person that hasn't had it at their house, and so I don't know whether we're going to have a garage sale this year or not. But yes,
okay. Well, you certainly are busy around town. I see members that I know are active in other organizations that are wearing a Civitan button or shirt or lapel pin or something that just identifies them as a member of the organization. How many members do you have?
Right now we have 27.
Okay.
We're down just a few. So, yes. So we're always open to new members if anybody out there would like to join. And
yeah.
Yes.
It's a great organization to find out what's going on in and around the community. You're active in so many different things going on.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned the dedication coming up in April right after Easter. We will continue, again, talking about the Civitans and give you a big invitation to their paddle party and more when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment on K1.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing our time this morning on a Community Connection on 1400 K1, talking Civitans, and got the chairman, again, Tammy Harjo this morning, talking about what's going on. I'm sorry.
Tony.
I occasionally don't even read my own handwriting very well, but it does happen. But you also brought in the past chair, and I know Susan pretty well, but let's go ahead and introduce Susan this morning. How's everything going today?
Great. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Good time to be a Civitan, and we're inviting people to come out to your party on the 9th and do a little bit of... Well, I guess I can call it bidding. I don't know what else to call it. Get your paddle in the air, and
it's a combination of bingo and bidding.
Yeah.
Auction.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to have that paddle in the air.
That's right.
Yeah. And give me the image of like I'll say everybody in the room probably has their paddle in the air waiting for number 7 to be called.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. The items that are up for auction, you mentioned that some of them are baskets that have been put together by the Civitans. Are also some of them donated by area businesses?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fusion here in Bartlesville, Massage and Wellness, Excuse me.
That frog crawls in people's throat in this room. I don't understand.
They have donated an auction item that's valued at $167.
Okay.
So we will auction that one off. Sterling's Grill gift certificate.
Mm-hmm. Always something that you can use.
Yes. And then Rib Crib is putting together a basket. It's going to be interesting.
Okay. So. That's just a few of the items that will be available.
Dr. Manley is putting together two baskets, one a cat basket and one a dog basket.
Okay.
Yes.
Equal opportunity depending on your pet of preference.
That's right.
So you do get a lot of support from the business community on items like this one.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
We do.
Bartlesville is a wonderful giving community.
It is. But it's nice to see that they recognize what the Civitans are doing. I think sometimes it's how visible an organization is related to how many donations they're going to get from the businesses because, oh, I know that one. You know.
Right, correct.
Yeah, so it kind of just kind of works that you guys are out there doing so many things. The pavilion that is to be dedicated.
Yes.
I don't remember the exact investment, but I know it was somewhere in the neighborhood of about $30,000 that the Civitans underwrote for
$35,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important that to the community realize not only that this is a great structure that's going to be a good addition to the park, but the Civitans, you know, put their money where their mouth is, so to speak, and said, we want to make this a good place.
Right, and we get a lot of donations, and the tables are where a wheelchair can pull up to the tables, and it's just going to be a great, and it's got lighting, and just going to be a great addition to our park.
Well, the Civitan Park is Bartlesville's only ADA accessible park. The kids love it, too.
Oh, kids love it.
Dinosaur Park.
Yes, yes. And they call it either the Dinosaur Park or my park. My grandkids always called it, that's my park.
And I would not want to take that away from them for anything.
No way.
They do have a lot of fun out there.
Oh, yes, they do. In fact, we all do.
We do.
We've got pictures of us out there swinging and having a good time.
And that's the entire reason that I'm a Civitan.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Was that park. That's what sold me on Civitan.
Well, whatever brings you down the lane to say, let's see what's going on.
Right.
Yeah. How long have you been a member of Civitan, Susan?
That's a good question.
I thought so.
I have to think about that one a while. It seems like forever, but it was right after it was built that a former community member, who was not even a Civitan actually, helped build that park. And he knew that my granddaughter had cerebral palsy. And so he said, why don't you bring Taylor to the new parks? And he said, Civitan Park.
Civitan Park.
I couldn't find it. Then I finally went, oh, Dinosaur Park. And so I took my granddaughter down there, and I thought, anyone who can build a park for my granddaughter is worth my time. And that's when I became a Civitan member.
No, I know you've been active and dedicated for a long time.
Yes.
And that's something that seems to be a characteristic of the ones that I know that are Civitan members.
Right.
First of all, they are ready and willing to tell the Civitan story everywhere they go.
Yes.
And
I became a Civitan when I went to work for Gorman Management Company over manager of the senior apartments. And because they sponsored it, and there was a little lady out there that nothing doing. She was gung-ho Civitan.
Mm-hmm.
I had to join. So that's how I got.
And we all have friends that are that way. Come with me. You're going to do this.
That's right.
Well, it's certainly a great organization from different things that I know. But what else is Civitan's involved in? Obviously, the Senior Center is a major item.
Right.
The park.
The park.
But I see you out at the fair. I see you.
Well, we just got through bowling for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. We had a team. Susie and I was on the team, and we bowled for that. And the night that we bowled, the 32 lanes that bowled brought in over $14,000 for Big Brothers and Big Sisters. So we're just out there doing
everything
for the community.
For the community.
Yeah.
And we're hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
We do things. We get out there and volunteer and do things and help all the different organizations in Bartlesville. If we all come together, this can be a great community. It's when we turn our backs on one another that we get in trouble. So.
Yeah, and I think the nonprofit world in general does a great job of seeing a need and say, I think I can help.
Yes, right. We have a lot of nonprofits in Bartlesville that stepped out during the wreath party for the Kiwanis. Mm-hmm. There was like 32 or 33 nonprofits.
It was wonderful to see them all come together.
And it was great.
Yeah.
And actually this year our motto or our theme for Civitans is Civitan Hands Make a Difference in the World. And so that's what we're out there trying to do.
Well, it sounds like, at least from what I know with the park and a few other things, you're not just raising money, you're putting your money where your mouth is, but you're putting your hands there too.
That's correct. Right. That's correct. Right. That is right. And then, of course, like I mentioned a while ago, April will be Civitan Month, mm-hmm. and we'll have the park dedication and then the Servant's Heart Award. And we did that last year. This will be our second year to do this. And we've got applications for people to nominate people for the Servant's Heart. And last year, Cheryl Klinkenbeard won it. And she is the service coordinator over Torrey Place Apartments and Bartlesville Seniors. Mm-hmm. And so we're out there looking for new nominations for this year.
How do you get those nominations from people?
Well, it's going to be, I have a letter and nomination form, and it's going to be put at the in the paper.
Okay.
And, of course, Facebook, Cheryl Ford's putting it on Facebook for us. And but once they get the letter, then they can send in the nomination form to our post office box or to my email. And
is the
deadline is April 8th?
Yeah, April 8th is the deadline for the nominations.
Okay, and yes, that email is on the bottom of the form, so
yes.
I won't have to, read the email over the air. I'll just say it's on the bottom of the form.
Right.
And the form will be on your Facebook page. That'll be easy because if you haven't liked your Facebook page, people need to do that.
That's right.
Find out more about what's going on with the Civitans and get plugged in.
Yes.
The paddle party, it's again coming up on the 9th. Is there a fee to get in the door and price of admission? I think it's free.
It is free. You buy your paddles once you get in there, and then
bring your quarters.
Bring your quarters.
Stop. Well, there's going to be a run on rolls of quarters at the bank.
There you go.
That's right.
Everybody's headed to the laundromat. No, you're going to your party.
Yeah, I put all my quarters out on my table the other night and took a picture of it. And my granddaughter says, you have more change than you should ever have.
It will be invested in the community real soon.
That's right.
How does somebody become a Civitan?
Just come and fill out a paper and join us.
It's that easy.
It's that easy, yes. And we are a great organization. We do a lot of things for the community. We have a lot of fun doing it. And we welcome anybody to come join us, to join our fun.
We have a meeting the first Thursday at Bambino's downtown at noon.
Okay.
And then the third Thursday, we have a meeting in the evening. And it's a dinner with potluck. But as a guest of ours, just come and attend. And we always have a speaker that's very interesting. Recently, we just learned about babies swimming. Mm-hmm. And that was something that was close to my heart, too. So that was very enjoyable.
Okay.
And our night meeting is out at Seniors in G Building.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Leisure Lane.
Right. We talked about that just before the commercial break, and people need to stop by and see what's going on. Who knows? They may be looking for that senior lodging option.
That's
sometime.
Right. Somebody may be looking for some place to put their mom or their dad, and it's just a great place to live.
Okay. Well, coming up on March 9th, it is the Civitan Paddle Party. It's going to be at the Haskell Event Space, downtown Bartlesville.
Yes.
It's just right off the corner, or maybe I should say across the street from Ettinger's, probably another easy landmark to recognize what's going on. But again, stop by. It's going to be fun. It'll be free. Might cost you a quarter or two, but it's all going to go to a good cause. Again, that's the Civitans, and that's a community connection on 1400 K1. News on the way next from the Oklahoma News Network, 41 degrees, 5 minutes before 9 o'clock.
ONN News, I'm Sean Carey.